back and forth is a conversation where two people alternate in speaking. First I speak, then you speak, and so on and so on. We usually use this expression when there is a long conversation or we need to negotiate something. In this case, we're trying to find the best time that will be good for both of us. So we go back and forth. I say something, she says a date, I say no, how about that date? She says no, how about this date? And so forth. Andrea and I have been going back and forth, looking at our calendars, trying to find a time when we can both meet. Finally, we have a meeting set for next week. That's a good example of how meetings are scheduled at work in the U.S. Now that we've talked about this part of my workday, let's listen again as I describe how we scheduled the meeting this time when I'm speaking at a normal pace.
At 3 p.m., I get a call from one of our vendors who wants to set up a meeting for the following week. Since I was away from my desk at the time, she left a voicemail message. When I get back to my desk, I retrieve the message and listen to it, and then return her call. I call her twice, but she isn't there, so I leave a voicemail message for her. We're playing phone tag. Finally, at 4 p.m., she calls again, and since I am at my desk, we can talk at last. Andrea asks me if it is possible for us to meet early in the week next week. I check my calendar and tell her that I'm tied up Monday and Tuesday, but that I'm free Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning. She says that Wednesday afternoon suits her and asks what time would be good for me. I tell her the earlier the better, since I will be entertaining clients that night and need to leave work a little early that day. She suggests 1 p.m. I check my schedule again to confirm that 1 p.m. Wednesday is free and clear, and it is. She says that she will send me an email Wednesday morning as a reminder, and I thank her. After all of that back and forth, we finally have a meeting set for next week.
I hope that listening to me schedule a meeting with Andrea has taught you some new vocabulary that you can use in your own job the next time you need to set up a meeting. In our next lesson, lesson 8, I'm going to talk about a meeting with my boss. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2008.